Hello, this is Dr. O'Clower. Welcome to the grocery store tour. We're going through every aisle all through this program. And the aisle we're on now is all about the cereals. The cereal aisle is this huge parade of products. And the way we need to decipher this is by knowing how to read the boxes. Now, people will come to me and they'll give me a product name. They'll say, is this good for me? What about this product? Is that okay? I cannot list all those products for you and give you a checkbox. What I need to do is to give you the tools so that no matter what they throw at you, you can still have a strategy that works. So, here's what you do. When you're looking at the boxes, there's the thing on the front that tells you it's an important part of a balanced breakfast, or it's going to save you and your children's life forever, whatever. It's a claim. It's an ad. It's an advertisement, pure and simple. No one over 8 needs to believe the advertisement. They are just selling you. There was one of the sugary cereals, Fruit Loops or something, I forgot what it was, but this particular cereal had the claim that it was an important part of a balanced breakfast, and it had this check mark at the very top that was a smart choice or something. It was 41% sugar by weight. And the reason they could claim that is because they dissolved a multivitamin in it. So it was dye, high fructose corn syrup, and a multivitamin. And because of that, they could put the check on the top. It's confusing for us. If you just looked at the front, you would go, oh, this is healthy for me. But you know it's not by reading the back. And what you look for on the back is the ingredients. Look at the ingredients. You want things in there that are not choked with sugar. You can add your own sugar, thank you. You don't need anybody else's help. It's not choked with artificial ingredients and colorants and all the other things. There are choices out there, even in box cereals, that don't have those items. Good? You have to find the brand and do not be swayed by the advertisement that they paid some advertisement company to put on the front of the box, unless you're under 8. Good? All right, listen, if you have questions or you need directions on this, let me know, info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.